Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
It's time for the White Sox Minute.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone.
We're going to be South Side regardless.
South Slider.
Hi, Mom!
Go Sox, baby.
The White Sox Minute on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The Sox and Royals getting together for game number 2.
Center field. Taylor back at the track and the wall. And Taylor's got no play. Jake Berger does clear the wall this time. After coming up just short last night, Berger makes it 3-0 Sox.
A lot of sliders and curveballs from Barlow. Righty-righty with Andrew Vaughn. And Andrew loads up and skies it. Deep to left field, down the line, it goes, it is gone! Andrew Vaughn greets Barlow with a moonshot, and the Sox take a 3-run lead. On the ground, Berger at third. Sox win.
Well, I haven't heard that in a while, and the reign of terror is over as the Sox break the 8-game losing streak. Kendall Graveman picks up 2 perfect innings. 6 up, 6 down with 4 strikeouts in the 8th and 9th.
Highlights courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. A quality start from Dylan Cease. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts. And this game did get a little hairy. Am I cracky? It got tied up, and you're sitting there going, oh, man, not like this. In the 7th inning, and then the White Sox bounce back in the bottom of the 7th. I was saying on Twitter how something cool is happening to let people know what was coming up on the show. Something cool happened yesterday, and it's going to continue to happen today. And that's the fact that Andrew Vaughn continues to bat second. This is what we were talking about last week when you're going, why is Leury up in the lineup? No, your best hitters, you want them stacked at the top of your lineup. And it paid off with Andrew Vaughn taking the ball, basically the only place where the ball was going to go out yesterday. And he knew it. He hit on first ball, fastball. And I'm not even sure why the... Well, I mean, they are managed by Mike Matheny. But I'm not even sure why the Royals... Their approach wasn't to throw something off speed to start that at bat. But... Ray, give him a little taste of the call again on Andrew Vaughn, because that was a nice moment for the young man, and it desperately needed one for the White Sox.
A lot of sliders and curveballs from Barlow. Righty-righty with Andrew Vaughn. And Andrew loads up and skies it. Deep to left field, down the line, it goes, it is gone! Andrew Vaughn greets Barlow with a moonshot, and the Sox take a 3-run lead.
2 outs and nobody on when Danny Mendick fisted one into left field. Tim comes up with a base hit, and Andrew Vaughn unloads.
That's what you do. You make the other team pay for their stupidity. Stoney was on the show with me yesterday. Here's what he said about his projections for Andrew Vaughn.
Andrew Vaughn is going to be a star hitter. There's no doubt in my mind. When you draft a guy with the third pick in the first round, you have a feeling that he's going to be a really good player. He also won the Golden Spikes Award, which is the best college player in the country in any given year. That was Andrew Vaughn. So, you know, he's a smart guy. He was out of Cal Berkeley. They don't give degrees away there. They don't let you in if you're not a pretty smart person. And so you couple that with tremendous hands, great balance, and I don't think he can do anything but hit.
Yeah, he's hitting. And that's exactly what you want to have happen. The lineup for the White Sox today: Anderson at short, Vaughn batting second. Leave him there. Batting second. In left field, Sheets is in right field. Abreu's at first. Yaz is your DH. Burgers at third. Pollock in center. Reese McGuire will catch. And Leury Garcia batting where Leury Garcia should be batting. Ninth. Occasionally. That's a smart lineup by TLR and the White Sox. And here's hoping that, as Rick Hahn said, they continue to give him the information to make the best decision. And the best decision is to have Leury batting ninth when he's playing. Joe Ostrowski is going to join me. Find out if the 8-game losing streak with the White Sox changes the way they are looked at from a betting standpoint. And what to do now in the NBA playoffs. Now that the Bulls are out, you're free as a bird to pick a team and maybe bet on them. Joe Ostrowski joins me next here on The Score.
Follow the Cubs at home and on the go with the Odyssey app. Listen to pregame coverage, Chicago Cubs play-by-play, Cubs podcasts, and more. Download the app today to get started. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Bottom of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. And this segment is being brought to you by Northern Tool and Equipment. Demo day is this Saturday at Northern Tool and Equipment. Bring the family for product demos, free food, exclusive offers, and a free gift to the first 75 customers. Get yours at our two Chicago locations in Mount Prospect and Merrillville.
My house needs a refresh. As a DIY lover, my go-to for kitchen and bath is Studio 41. Vanities, faucets, tile. Studio 41 has an amazing selection of in-stock items. Visit shopstudio41.com for a location near you.
If you're purchasing a new home, refinancing your existing home, securing a VA loan, or reverse mortgage, you need to do what I did and call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender. Denise, 70, lived in a $400,000 home with her husband until he suddenly passed away. Denise planned on selling her home and move into an apartment before contacting Team Hochberg for a free reverse mortgage consultation. Team Hochberg's reverse mortgage expert explained Denise didn't have to sell her home that she and her late husband lived in for the past 40 years. By refinancing into a reverse mortgage loan, they could stay, or she could stay. Let's review. Before calling, Denise was selling her home and moving into an apartment. She doesn't want to move into that apartment. After calling, Denise secured a reverse mortgage, which enabled her to afford and continue living in her home of the past 40 years. Team Hochberg helped me and thousands of Score listeners refinance after the death of a loved one, like they helped Denise. But they can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. That number again is 855-563-2843 or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1124061.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yo, Holmes!
Lawrence Holmes.
Holmes runs it really well.
Noon to 2.
Holmes doing what Holmes does.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yo, Holmes!
And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When early odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Want to bet?
I'm Jordan with the mic. Want
to
gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
That's right. Joe Ostrowski joins us once a week to break everything down, and we're so happy to have him here. Joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe is in the building. You can check him out on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Joseph, man, the last time that we talked on the air, you had to use the dump button.
I forgot about Friday. I was thinking about the cookout that you were having, the party for the Bulls coming back against the Bucks last Thursday when I tried to share the realistic news about that. But yeah, Friday was a thing. Oh, yeah.
Happened.
Did anybody tell Dan what happened during his show?
Yeah, he was curious about what happened, and I told him what had gone on.
Okay. A lot of views on that video that you posted.
Yeah, like 40,000 views on that video. So
I still couldn't believe it. For hours, I just was stuck. I'm like, that happened today.
That really happened. It really, really happened. Okay, well, let me get to the White Sox. They have this eight-game losing streak that they're on. In the betting world, did that change anything about the American League Central or their win total?
You know, throughout that losing streak, no, for most of it. And they started the season for the American League Central odds at minus 200, and up until a couple of days ago, right before that losing streak finally ended, they were still minus 200. And then after a couple nights ago, I started to see it shift down at one book, and others have followed suit in the last 24 to 48 hours. So I mentioned minus 200 at the start of the season. That's where they were a couple of days ago, but on the low end, it's gone down to minus 155, implied probability that they're going to win the division 60% of the time. And most sports books do not repost win totals, but there is one in town that does. Remember at the start, I'd say the consensus was 91.5 on the high end, 92.5, 93.5. And one sports book reposts it just on Mondays, then they take them down, and then I assume they're going to keep reposting it every Monday. This past Monday, the White Sox win total, after starting in the low 90s, it was 88.5, about 10% of the way through the season. So there was a significant adjustment down. And I mentioned the division odds, they're starting to go down a bit, but you really see more movement on Cleveland and Minnesota than the White Sox. Those numbers are really coming down. And so with those going down, what goes up is Kansas City and Detroit, which was a buzzy team in the offseason. Those odds have increased, meaning a longer shot.
Okay. I was just interested to see if people obviously going into the season have really big, high expectations for the White Sox. And once you see that these injuries keep piling up for them and there's some struggle that's going on, I just kind of wanted to get a feel for if that's changed anything. And like the other teams in the division, I think each team is just a little bit better. I don't think they're good enough to overtake the White Sox, but it's enough to maybe make this thing more interesting than it should be with them.
Oh, I think they're more than a little bit better. And that's something I'd say by and large, that as far as the expectations where they were in this city, that people weren't taking a close enough look at. And I'm not even talking about Detroit. Like, remember last year when they went through that long run, they were winning a lot of games. I think that's
second
gonna
half of the
year.
Season.
Isn't that going to happen again this year? They're a very young team, and they're going to go through their struggles and start to figure things out at some point. I didn't think the Guardians could hit like this, right? You knew in Ramirez, but you didn't know what you had in some of the other younger players that they do have. The Twins right now, let's see, at points bet, they're plus 300 as a second favorite, and they have the White Sox at minus 175 in that spot. If I were to go elsewhere, if I'm thinking, boy, these injuries are just going to pile up. Last year, it was the position players. This year, it seems to be the pitching. And if you think the White Sox are not going to win the division, I would look to the Guardians at 9-1 and as high as 11-1 to win the division. That's where I would go on that one.
Meanwhile, the Minnesota Twins have won six games in a row, and right. They are sitting on top of the American League Central as we speak with the White Sox, now moving all the way up from fourth place to second place with yesterday's win. They will play this afternoon. Joe, the Bulls are out of our playoffs. We no longer have to worry about them anymore. When I look around the NBA, though, I think going into the playoffs, I had some hesitancy about Golden State. I actually bet Memphis to win the West, and I think I got them at 11-1 to win the West. I'm not nervous, even though this series has been nerve-wracking between them and the Timberwolves. But now that we see that Steph is, for now, healthy, have people changed how they feel about who's going to win not just the West, but the NBA championship?
Yeah, before that last game, where was the Ja that you bet on? I mean, he was
I've been waiting for him to show up because Desmond Bane has been doing his job. I've been waiting for Ja to show up, and Ja showed up and dunked on somebody's head.
Come on, Edwards. Come on. Last second, you know where he's going.
You know exactly where he's going, right to the rim.
Yeah, you're just going to go for the steal there, Olay it. Yeah, there's been a lot of adjustments for the title odds. So going into the playoffs, it was the Suns as the favorite. After the Booker injury, I think we were talking about it as word was breaking on that one. Then Golden State was bumped up as the favorite. They're still the favorite to win the title. And then what's interesting is there's other disagreement. And not everybody thinks it should be Golden State and then Phoenix. Some sports books have Boston as the second favorite.
They were the other team that I was going to ask you about.
Well, when you were starting to say that you were hesitating a little bit on them coming into the season, I thought you were going to go to Boston because it seems like that's the team that just keeps on climbing. They're going in one direction. And every time we get a larger sample size, people are like, okay, I can't deny this anymore. I mean, it was 12-1, Lawrence, that was going to be a sweep. 12-1. Of all the series we had, I didn't hear anybody say, you know the sweep is going to be? We're going to get one sweep in the first round, and it's going to be Boston over Brooklyn. I think most expected a long series there. So there's disagreement on Phoenix, Boston, second, third. And there's also disagreement on fourth and fifth. Some have Milwaukee as the fourth favorite. Some have Miami as the fourth favorite. But right now, if you look at Eastern Conference odds, Boston is your favorite, Golden State your favorite in the West. At points bet, they're plus 150 in their respective divisions. And if we go back to round number one, the Nets opened as the favorite. Bettors said, that's wrong. Celtics are the favorite. They were proven right. The Celtics are favored against the Bucks in the next round. And every time I look, the number's going up. More money is coming in on Boston. Right now, it is a Celtics minus 200 and the Bucks plus 160. A lot of your professionals, your modelers that run all sorts of systems, they love the Celtics. And for most of the season, the public hasn't bought all the way in. Maybe they are now with this version of Tatum, which most people didn't know he had this level of play.
I mean, they dismantled the Nets. In watching those games, it looked like Kevin Durant got to the point where he was like, you know what? I'm done with all of this nonsense. Mm-hmm. At the end of the game, of game four, it just felt like he was like, I need to reassess everything that I'm doing and how I'm doing it. Because I don't know if you can if you're going to be able to win with this version of Kyrie and his inconsistencies.
Bus rider.
Did you see that they got Charles a bus on the TNT show at the end of the night? How great is that?
So good. Is there a worse decision by an NBA superstar leaving Golden State and going to Brooklyn? I mean, this is what, I want to sign up with Kyrie.
Decision.
Yeah, now he's got Ben Simmons. What are they going to do this offseason? You can't roll this back. You can't. Maybe they'll have Steve Nash be the fall guy. Maybe. But
maybe.
It's a mess.
It didn't sound like KD wanted that, but maybe that'll be the thing that ends up happening. Now, in a few hours, the NFL draft is going to begin. The Bears are not in the first round. They've got a couple of picks in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen you as excited
for
a thing to bet on as you are with the NFL draft. So if someone wants to wade into these waters over the next few hours, what would be your suggestion on how they go about doing it in a smart, responsible way?
Well, here's some advice moving forward. This is the worst time to jump in, even though you may feel like you have more information. You might have more information, but a lot of the numbers that were there are gone. When we get to a month out next year, you should really dive into this. It's the sports books in Las Vegas. The menu of available bets is about half. Lawrence, the draft's in Vegas. And right now, you don't have any NFL draft props on any of the sports books out there because it's not allowed. They have to take them down 24 hours beforehand. Here in Illinois, you can bet on the draft. In Vegas, you can't right now. Sports books don't offer as many bets because they lose on the NFL draft every year. They can't keep up with the news. They can't follow the sharp mocks as much. There are so many ways to bet this thing. They lose on it, so they hate it. But there's such a demand, and it really started with the Roger Goodell basement draft when that was the only sporting event going on, so bettors were going crazy with it. Right now, and what's so intriguing about this year is typically the story is the quarterback. Quarterback is not the story this year. We think we know what's happening at one with Jacksonville, but they're a loser organization. Could Khan walk in the last second and say, I want Hutchinson? Forget it, I don't want Trayvon Walker? He could do that, and apparently that's what he wants. I think the odds tell us that we know number one is going to be Walker. After that, we know nothing. We know nothing. It is a split decision. If you look at some of the sharper mocks, the guys that historically are more accurate, I'm not talking about your newsmakers. I'm not talking about Peter King, guys like that. I'm talking about guys that really dig into this year-round and grade it out as pretty accurate. They are split on Hutchinson and Thibodeau. Nobody is quite sure what Detroit's going to do there. And, you know, you'd be a good person to ask on this one. Houston, are they going to pick a player that's going to fit Lovie's defense? And Lovie's talked about needing a corner, and there's going to be some good ones. Some people think it could be Stingley. Some say Gardner. Or do you go Ekwonu or Neal at offensive tackle? There's a number of ways. We're talking to Seth Payne on the show yesterday about it, who works at Odyssey, former NFL player, covers the Texans down there. He thinks Stingley's the favorite. He says, Nope, he doesn't fit Lovie's system. It's not going to be Stingley. He's expecting it to be one of those offensive linemen.
I expect it to be a defensive player. And the reason why is I think they have an easier time. Lovie has an easier time building a team with dominant defensive players. And I think that there's such a good group of talented defenders in where the Texans are drafting. I wouldn't be shocked to see him go offensive line, but I think with this first one, I think you're going to see him pick an ass-kicking defensive player. That's what strikes me. Is
Hutchinson him might fall to him.
Man.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people think Hutchinson to Detroit is the move, but I could see Lovie making a statement with, we're going to build this team around defense.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really good, I think, defensive first round. So that would be my take on it.
And they have 3-13, I believe. I don't know if they want to go risky, and some people view Stingley as a bit of a risky selection. It can go anywhere. You can say that the draft really starts at 2 with Detroit, 3 with Houston, and that's what's so funny about this. I mean, the amount of movement based on mocks and just reports, it's crazy. Quay Walker, his over-under on where he would go in the draft opened at 43.5. Lawrence, it's 20 now.
Wow.
Like, it is off the charts. It's nuts. Of the bets that I do like, since quarterback is not strong this year, look at who's getting paid. Wide receivers. There are going to be a ton of receivers that go tonight. It opened at 5.5. Everybody bet that over. They bet it so much that they just moved it up to 6.5, and some people are still betting the over on that number. A few days ago, that was 6-1 at over 6.5. Now it's at even money. It's still taking so much money. Cornerbacks. I like over 4.5, and that's plus money. Those are the positions, I think, back end of the first round, you're going to see a lot of teams just take shots on wide receivers, cornerbacks. Get that extra year on the option because the level of quarterback play is not quite there. But I'll tell you, there are some wild rumors out there. Like maybe Seattle ends up doing something early on at number 9, which would not make a lot of sense. I have yet to find a mock I respect that does not have Malik Willis going to Pittsburgh at 20. And they're a team that historically, you know this, they did the same thing last year. They don't mind telling you who they're going to take. They will tell you. They did it with Najee, and it wouldn't surprise me if they do it with Willis. They apparently have fallen in love with him.
Joe, 10 seconds. Which draft show are you watching?
Oh, that's the easiest ever. NFL Network. It's no doubt. Now, there are some under-the-ground gambling ones that I'll also be monitoring on the laptop. You better believe that one. But look, I mean, the ESPN one, man, it's so disappointing. Like, there's Kuiper. First off, you need to put Kuiper and McShay on the set together. And what they've decided to do is put them on separate networks, which makes no sense to me. ABC is going with the College Game Day guys. Okay, cool. But unfortunately for them, Herbie is not feeling
sick.
So hot.
Yeah.
So yeah. So now he's not on there. There's no appeal there. And I've got Greeny leading ESPN. Like, no. I'm good. I'm good on that. And what else do they have? They have Kuiper. Oh, Booger. No, I'm good. It's NFL Network. They've got David Shaw. I mean, they've got some of the top analysts in the game. Herbie brought up a good point on Twitter. Where's Mayock? Bring him back.
Bring him back. He's not doing anything except collecting money. That is Joe Ostrowski. Speaking of collecting money, check him out on BetQL Daily and on Early Odds.
What does that mean?
You always win. That's what it means.
Okay.
So you can check him out there. You should also wish him a belated happy birthday, too, but don't swear at him or get us fired. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Jason Leisure is going to give us a glimpse of what the draft strategy for the Bears should be. We'll talk to him next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.